From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several other people wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital, Kabul. Officials confirmed the blast, but there's no independent confirmation of its nature and reported casualties. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just one day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to President Trump, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white national rally last month in Virginia. The resolution says Congress rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as, quote, hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. It calls on the Trump administration to use every tool to address the growing number of those groups in the country. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly. This coming amid rising international criticism of her handling of the violence in western Myanmar that has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an urgent meeting today on violence and the crisis in Rakhine State. The meeting was described by the UN Human Rights Chief as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. This is VOA. A U.S. airstrike early Wednesday killed six al-Shabaab terrorists in southern Somalia, according to a U.S. military statement. The strike took place about 260 kilometers south of Mogadishu, but no other details have been provided. The attack Wednesday is the 12th announced airstrike carried out by U.S. forces against the al-Qaeda-linked terror group in Somalia since July 1. Philippine lawmakers in the House of Representatives have allocated an annual budget of just $20 to the Commission on Human Rights. It's a public body that has clashed repeatedly with President Rodrigo Duterte over his bloody war on drugs. VOA's Steve Miller has the story.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's critics and allies in the Senate vowed on Wednesday to block a lower house move to slash the annual budget of a public-funded human rights agency opposed to the president's bloody war on drugs to just $20. It is a proposed budget nearly 750,000 times less than what the commission received this year. The House is dominated by Duterte supporters, who supported the killing of thousands of alleged drug dealers and users. In fact, the president himself said,
"You are free to kill the idiot."
The commission is among the domestic and foreign rights groups that Duterte frequently admonishes, accusing them of lecturing him and disregarding Filipinos who are victims of crimes stemming from drug addiction. Senator Risa Hontiveros described the plan to cut the budget to almost zero as a shameless rejection of the country's international and national commitments to champion human rights. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A joint study by the UN Children's Fund and International Organization for Migration details the abuse facing migrant children and young people who are trying to reach Europe. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Croce.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations is airlifting food and other relief to the islands of Antigua, St. Martin, and the Turks and Caicos following Hurricane Irma. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting St. Martin and St. Barthélemy today. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.